Research has revealed a lack of finance and support for carers. Analysis by the Health Foundation think tank has revealed the high personal and financial cost shouldered by unpaid carers, with 1 in 5 feeling socially isolated and 2 in 5 reporting financial difficulties because of their caring role. Although carers have a right to an assessment to see whether they are entitled to financial support from their local authority, only a small number actually seek help. In 2021, only 8% of carers in England applied for financial support from their local authority, and of those who did, only 1 in 4, 2% of the total number of carers, ended up receiving support. The Health Foundation report suggests that the reason why carers don't apply for support are complex and varied. While some are able to cope without financial support or may not be eligible, many others who may qualify for help are deterred by the assessment process or may not be aware of the support available. More than 5 million people in England and Wales, 9% of the population aged 5 and older, currently provide unpaid care. The analysis found that 4 in 10 carers under retirement age are not able to work as much as they would due to their caring role. Carers also providing more than 20 hours of care a week are much more likely to live in low-income households than non-carers. Caring responsibilities differ by age and gender. 60% of carers are older than 50 and 60% are women. Younger adults tend to care for parents, whereas people later in life tend to care for partners. The Health Foundation said its findings highlighted the need for better data to help local authorities identify unpaid carers, understand their support needs, and deliver more targeted support. The government's draft roadmap for transforming adult social care data, published in February 2023, sets out proposals for improving social care data, but will require additional resources for local services to implement it. Charles Tallack, Director of Data Analytics at the Health Foundation, said, "Despite the important role unpaid carers play in our society, their contribution is largely unrecognised and unsupported. Caring has a huge impact on someone's life, and extra financial support can make all the difference by helping carers to live healthy lives, access breaks, and balance caring with other responsibilities. The government must take urgent action to tackle shortages of paid staff and deliver fundamental reform of social care so unpaid carers are better supported and not left to pick up the pieces from a failing system." Another survey from the Carers Trust found almost half of unpaid family carers are not getting the support they need. Over 40% said the hours they spend caring have soared over the past year. Among the 3,430 unpaid carers surveyed across the UK, just 55% said that they get the support they need. Around 1 in 8 said the average amount of time they spent caring each week had risen by more than 50 hours over the last year, while another third said they had experienced an equivalent rise of 20 to 49 hours per week in their caring role. Carers Trust Chief Executor Kirsty McHugh said, "These shocking findings show how some of the most vulnerable people in our society are being left alone to shoulder the burden of unpaid care. It's vital that support becomes more inclusive and accessible, recognising the diverse experiences of the UK's 7 million unpaid carers. Many carers tell us their local carer or organisations are a lifeline in these difficult times, but these services require more funding and staff to ensure they can continue to provide high quality support. Meanwhile, many are being pushed into poverty by having to give up paid work due to their caring role, often having to make do with carer's allowance, a benefit which has proved completely inadequate and must urgently be overhauled. The fact that so many say they aren't getting enough support should be a wake-up call to the UK government. It is high time they fix social care and ease the demands on millions of undervalued, unpaid carers in this country."